Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Friday, December 3rd on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simply picking your favorite player over and unders. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our picks and podcasts. You can grab it in the Apple Store or Google Play Store for free today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Friday, December 3rd. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Yes, we got a loaded slate. Tons of college basketball tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. And you mix that in with some FCS playoffs and the college football, conference championship weekend. We got you covered. Subscribe to the College Football Experience because I talk college football year round over there. And over here, we talk college basketball year round. Subscribe to both feeds. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. But yes, look, coming off of a nice day on the college hoops front, we will go through every game from yesterday. We'll key in on the games for tonight and maybe even a little bonus ones tomorrow. So let's hop into this action. Yesterday, another winning night. Yesterday was actually a pretty damn good night. I'd say the best game of the night was St. Mary's Utah State. Controversial ending, but I think the refs actually got it right. St. Mary's, I had as a +1 road dog. They got it done in Logan, Utah against Ryan Odom's bunch. Great game though. It had a real tournament vibe to it. So, that was a Dundee special there. So let's enjoy it. That one cashed and look, I mean, you go through the ranks of the other games here. I lost on Oregon State at Cal. That was a Pac-12 matchup. What is going on with Wayne Tinkle's bunch up there in Corvallis? Their worst start in a long time. And I get it. They had a lot of close losses, but not last night because Cal gave it to them. Mark Fox's team, The Golden Bears are getting better as the season's going on. Out the gate, they struggled. But man, I don't know what's happened with Oregon State. I know they lost a couple key players. I think Ethan Thompson being the main one. And they don't have that guaranteed bucket, and they're struggling to find out who that is. You know, Alatiche is a damn good player, but he's kind of a slasher. He's more of a Trevor Ariza type player. And I think they're struggling to find their number one and struggling to find a bucket when they really need to. I was on the wrong side of Eastern Michigan, UC San Diego. I got Eastern Michigan +7. I think they lost by 9, if memory serves me correct. But I was on the right side of Oral Roberts. That was a lock. I'll take you to the land on under here. We cashed that Oral Roberts 8.5. We had to sweat it, but Max Asemus and Oral Roberts get it done against TCU. That was a big win for Jamie Dixon, though, moving forward for the Horned Frogs. A big year for Jamie Dixon. We just saw the news that Mark Turgeon is now no longer the head coach of Maryland. That was pretty shocking. They came in as a team that was probably going to be preseason top 20, top 15. I think a lot of people had them going Sweet 16 this year. They've struggled. Virginia Tech just beat them at home. They had lost to George Mason at home. So shocking news there. Other games I hit on, well, Portland State +6 against Idaho State. Portland State won outright. I didn't understand. I thought the wrong team was favored there as well. With Cal Baptist, I laid 10. They won by 9. So I was on the wrong side of that. It wasn't a lock or anything, but I was on Montana -5. They won by 7 against the Sacramento State Hornets on the road in Sacramento. I took NAU, Northern Arizona +15 against Weber State. That didn't cash in, but I tell you this, UTSA +14.5. That cashed in at Grand Canyon. That was a great game to watch. That was a really great game to watch. UTSA, Grand Canyon's got such a lit crowd. It makes every game that you can catch there fun. Denver +20 at Wyoming hit, but so I was on the right side of that. But the Wyoming Cowboys, shout out to them, 7-0. Yes. I was on the right side of Valpo covering against Drake, and then I locked up. Where's that Dundee music? Let me hit you with some other tier. Here, I'll hit you with this music. The Jacksonville Dolphins. Easy money against Charleston Southern as I locked that thing up. I was on Northern Colorado -2.5. This was a wild game in the Big Sky. I know our Slack was blowing up on this game. Looked like I had it. They won by 2. So that half a point cost me. Cleveland State -4 against Northern Kentucky. They got it done. Cleveland State looking like might be the top team in the horizon yet again. Wright State got it done. They finally got back on track like I predicted. They're a good program. They got it done against IPFW. Detroit, I was on the right side of that. Mike Davis, they were winless. They blew out IUPUI. And look, that was a long time coming. That team's better than what their record indicates. I was on the wrong side of Lafayette against Sacred Heart. I didn't know what to really do there. It was a tough game. This was shocking. Liberty just handed it to Missouri. Quanzo Martin, that's not a good sign when you're getting blown out in Lynchburg against the Liberty Flames. I thought Missouri's height might be a problem. I know Missouri beat them last year in Columbia, but man, they got their ass whooped by Liberty. Towson did not cover the 10.5 against Long Island. So I was technically wrong there. Oakland -5. This is the one lock that I got wrong, and this was brutal. This was absolutely brutal. They were up by 20 points with like 10 minutes left, and UIC loses by 4. I had the right play here. It was just a brutal beat down the stretch of that game. Mississippi State didn't cover the 23 against Lamar, and Delaware State. Like I switched to this, on the show yesterday, live on the show, I ended up taking Delaware State +17 against Delaware, just a little rivalry matchup. I was on the wrong side of Lipscomb against Belmont. I was on the right side of Valpo against Drake, covering that 13.5. Eastern Washington, Southern Utah, went back and forth on this game, but I was on the wrong side of Eastern Washington there. But lockwise, great night, 3-1. I hit on, like I said though, and I really feel like I should have went 4-0. Should have went 4-0. But Milwaukee, this is the last time I'm ever taking Milwaukee. They lose to Youngstown State. What is happening with Milwaukee with Patrick Baldwin? So let's get on to today's games. We got a dynamite slate, and let's just dive right into this thing. First game, awesome mid-major matchup. College at Charleston against Furman. I'm bullish on Furman, but I also like what College of Charleston's been doing. I'll take the 7.5 in Charleston. Tulsa hits the road to Boise State. I almost locked this thing up. Tulsa getting 9.5 points. I understand this Boise State team is good. They beat Ole Miss. They've, they just lost in overtime to a good St. Louis Billikens team. However, 9.5 against Frank Haith's bunch. Give me the Golden Hurricane to cover the 9.5. Manhattan at Siena. I'm surprised NC Nick locked up Siena. I'm going to take Manhattan +3.5 on the road against Siena. St. John's, Kansas, probably the game of the night here. Kansas traveling to New York City. St. John's getting 6.5. I took St. John's. Let me ride. I get it. Kansas is loaded, but 6.5. Give me the Johnnies to cover that thing. And Colgate travels to Northeastern. Northeastern, a good team in the mid major there. Both these teams actually. But I am gonna take it to the land down under and take Colgate -2. Let's lock this thing up. The experience will pay off. This one's fringe lock material here. North Dakota hits the road to take on Tim Miles' San Jose State Spartans. San Jose State laying 6.5. I'm taking the Spartans to get it done, but I'm not going to lock it, but I considered it. VMI is on the road all the way across country against Portland. VMI is catching 4.5, representing the SoCon. You know I'm going to take the 4.5 in VMI. Pepperdine takes on UC Santa Barbara. This was tough. UC Santa Barbara's been good, but they're not as good as they were last year. Same can be said about Pepperdine, but they're not far apart from one another. So 8 points, you give me 8 points. Give me Pepperdine +8. I don't love it, but give me the 8. Iowa at Purdue. Purdue is laying 12.5. NC Nick locked this. I'm considering locking it. I think I probably should lock it, but I'm not for some reason. I think I should though. Probably think I should. You know what? I am. Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's go to town with they just are coming off that impressive win against Florida State where they blew out the Seminoles. I mean, they blew them out. I just wonder, could they be, but it's opening tonight, Big Ten. I feel like they're going to get it right. New Mexico State at UTEP. Great matchup here. I'm going to ride with New Mexico State to get on the right side of this. They just lost that rivalry game to New Mexico. I know they played New Mexico again coming up, but I think they're slightly better, but UTEP's looking, I mean, they've been impressive so far this year in Golding's first year. So Fairfield at Canisius. This was a hard game to handicap, but I just went Canisius -0.5. Pitt at UVA. Jeff Capel, man, tough. He's going to be fired unless they grab some wins here. They're catching 13.5. I wouldn't take many teams getting 13.5. I would take a lot of teams against Virginia because Virginia doesn't score enough. Give me Pitt +13.5, but UVA wins the game. New Orleans at Louisiana Lafayette. New Orleans is catching 10.5. I thought about locking this one. I think New Orleans is good enough to hang around this game. I think Louisiana will get the win, but I think New Orleans can hang in there a little bit. Bryant at Houston, 23-point spread. Didn't really know what to do here. I ended up laying the 23 with Houston. Coppin State at Cornell. Coppin State's been a covering machine for me lately, despite them being awful. So I said, hey, why not? Give me the 7.5 against Cornell. Rutgers at Illinois, Big Ten matchup here. Rutgers catching 8.5. I thought it was just enough for me to cover Rutgers. I think it's probably going to be around a 7 or 8 point game. But give me the Scarlet Knights on the road against the Illini. Ryder, the moving company, traveling to Iona, Rick Pitino's bunch. I got burned on Iona two nights ago when I laid 8 points and they lost by 7. They won by 7. That one hurt. I'm going to take Iona to cover this, but I am not locking it up anymore. Monmouth at Niagara. Monmouth laying two. Let's go to the land down under. I've been really impressed with Monmouth this season, so let's do it on the road. Not a big deal. Let's get it done. I considered locking up this one. St. Peter's is on the road at Quinnipiac. St. Peter's, I was impressed when I watched them against VCU. I think they're the right play here. Take St. Peter's -3.5. Consider that one for a lock. Texas is taking on UT Rio Grande. It's 25.5. Just a little bit too many points. I feel like this game sucks to pick because I feel like it could be anywhere between 20 and 30. So buckle up if you're going to go over that 25 mark. Give me the 25.5 in Rio Grande. I don't like it. South Carolina State at USF, South Florida. South Florida has been a disappointment this year, but I'm going to lay the 15.5. You got to auto fade South Carolina State, I feel like. And the last game of the night, which is one of the first ones to tip, I will lock up Notre Dame -5 against Boston College. Earl Grant's bunch. I think Mike Bray and Notre Dame are going to get a much needed win here, as they've had some struggles earlier in the year. But give me the Irish on the road in Boston -5. Lock it up. Let's have some fun. All right, let's have some fun. Those are the locks for today. Once again, I will rattle through them. I'm going to lock up Purdue. I'm going to lock up Notre Dame. I'm going to lock up Monmouth. I'm going to consider St. Peter's, but Monmouth is a lock. Colgate is a lock. Am I writing off favorites? I think you should consider Tulsa +9.5 too. So the fringe ones would be Tulsa, San Jose State, St. Peter's. If I had to throw in a fourth, it would probably be Pitt. It'd probably be Pitt if I had to throw in a fourth. All right. And then guys, Saturday, we will have you covered. I will be doing a live Periscope Saturday morning, talking college basketball, talking college football, FCS playoffs, and the FBS conference championships. But Saturday slate, an unbelievable slate when it comes to college basketball. We got Memphis at Ole Miss, Clemson at Miami, Florida, Nebraska at Indiana. That one could be a really good one. Marquette, Wisconsin. How about that? Shaka Smart, one of the stories of this college basketball season thus far. San Diego State, Michigan. Big game for Juwan Howard there, because San Diego State could grab a nice win here. Just a slew. We got Alabama, Gonzaga. That's a great matchup. Louisville, NC State, Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, Yale, Auburn. Don't sleep on that game. Rhode Island, Providence, little backyard battle. Tennessee, Colorado. I mean, there's a slew. Don't forget, you got a little Army Air Force matchup there. But Buffalo, St. Bonaventure, that's a huge game with implications for the NCAA tournament. Loyola, Chicago, DePaul. DePaul's undefeated. Whoa, what do we got there? We got Syracuse, Florida State, BYU on the road at a tough Missouri Valley team, Missouri State. And then I think one of the better games of the entire day, St. Mary's at Colorado State. Even nice other matchups like La Tech, Santa Clara. Great matchup there. Toledo at Michigan State, USC at Washington State. How about Kyle Young's bunch? Did I say Kyle Young, Kyle Smith's bunch. Just a lot of great games. I would say that the top being Gonzaga, Bama. But you also have Iowa State, Creighton. How about Iowa State? TJ Altenberger. That's a great story happening all across college basketball. Nevada, North Texas got postponed. That was going to be a great matchup. But even like UNLV, San Francisco, it is just a loaded day in college basketball. Great mid-major matchups. Harvard, UMass, stuff like that. Winthrop, Coastal Carolina. How about the Chanticleers taking down South Carolina the other day? Georgia State, Mercer. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday's even got a great lineup too. We will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience. Northwestern, Maryland. Maryland got rid of Turgeon. Richmond, Northern Iowa. Georgetown, South Carolina. I know Georgetown's got some injury problems right now. Minnesota, Mississippi State, UCLA, Washington. Just a slew. UNC, Georgia Tech, Arizona, Oregon State. Can Oregon State find that win? I think one of the better games of the day Sunday is Xavier, Oklahoma State. You also got K-State, Wichita State, Cal, Utah, Arizona State, Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State. Just a slew of great games this weekend. So subscribe, tell a friend. My picks are all available. Not only my picks, Patty C's, NC Knicks, and Terrell Furman Jr.'s all on the SGPN app. Go get that app for free in the App Store, Google Play Store. You'll get all of our picks and podcasts. And look, I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. And if you want to ask any questions on any games, tweet me. I'm normally pretty good at responding. So at TheColbyD, NC Knicks on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow, all right? Check them all out. Check out the Slack channel too, Sports Gambling Podcast. We talk college basketball year round there as well. This is the College Basketball Experience for Friday, December 3rd. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.